I'm in the studio today with Swan and Mel from Site Lost Shropshire. I know that a lot of our listeners already are engaged with Site Lost Shropshire in a number of ways. And we met at the day out at the football stadium. And you probably think you know all about Site Lost Shropshire. I did. But of course, everything has changed over the last year or so. And Swan's going to tell us a bit about that.
Hi there. I'm Swan. I'm the manager for Site Lost Shropshire. I've probably met quite a few of you yet, but I joined in October last year. So that seems a bit like yesterday and forever at the same time. You probably know what I mean. And even more recently, I was joined by Mel.
Hello, everybody.
Mel is our glamorous new admin assistant, and she's a marketing wizard, so she's brilliant. And it's great to be working in a team. Also, we have Arwin on board, who's a charity director who works part-time, and he used to run the Beacon Centre at Wolverhampton, so that might ring a bell with a few listeners. So there's been a few changes at Site Lost Shropshire, but the gist of it is, I suppose, we're doing quite a bit more. We're not going to bombard you with everything that we do today, but we just wanted to pick out a couple of things to talk about today. So the first thing would be the Optilec Site Lost Open Day. Vision Zone is the proper title, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mel?
That's right, yes.
Okay. So you might remember the famous See Here exhibition that used to run in Shrewsbury, and it was huge. It used to draw in loads of people from beyond Shropshire, really. It was run by a department in the council. They were really the main organisers. Unfortunately, that department doesn't exist anymore and it's dearly missed. So Optilec, who are suppliers of assistive equipment for visually impaired people, they are hosting an open day on the 22nd of August. That's a Tuesday. And that's at the Lantern in Harlescott in Shrewsbury. It'll be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and it's a free drop-in, no need to book or anything. The idea is that visually impaired people, friends, carers, anyone who's interested can come and just see what sort of equipment they have a go, test out before you buy, that sort of thing. But it's not just Optilec. There's quite a few stall holders around. So if you're interested, Site Lost Shropshire will obviously be there, the Macular Society, Community Resource will be there, both with a sight and hearing loss hat on, Synaptic, the Shropshire Fire and Rescue Team will be there, West Mercia will be there, Bluebird Care, Voiceability, the Talking Newspapers. We'll also have Health Watch there from Shropshire and Telford, the Blind Veterans. We'll have Deaf and Able there, and also Becky Wall, the Shrewsbury Mayor, will be there for a certain time. So she's going to be sitting at a table, and if anyone would like to have a cup of coffee and a biscuit with her, she would love to talk to people about how to make Shrewsbury more accessible, which is her big thing for the year. So plenty of reasons to pop by. As I said, 22nd of August, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Lantern. There's free parking outside, free on-street parking as well if the car park is full. Just pop in, have a look what's around, have a chat with us. It would be really great to see you. Have I missed anything, Mel?
We got free tea and coffee.
Oh, yes. Donations welcome.
We'll be there for the free tea.
Excellent.
Brilliant. So, yes, it's not a replacement of the See Here exhibition, but it's offering something. So we look forward to seeing everybody there. Brilliant. The other thing that we would like to mention today is our Living Well with Sight Loss courses. So some listeners might already have heard about this. Living Well with Sight Loss courses are designed by the RNIB, but delivered on a local basis by Sight Loss Shropshire, yours faithfully, myself, and they're courses that stretch over several sessions. So we offer them over the phone. So if you prefer not to leave your house or can't leave your house, I can just dial you in, and it would be a four-week course. So once a week, I would dial you in for roughly an hour and 15 minutes, and we would go through a lot of subjects linked to sight loss. So things like the registration process, hints and tips in the house, mobility, getting out and about, leisure, hobbies, loads of things. And I've got some lovely volunteers on the course who are sight impaired themselves, and they're really happy to share their experience. So it's a really good get together and a really good overview. So whether you've just been diagnosed with sight loss or whether you live with sight loss for a while, maybe your sight loss has changed a little bit, this can be a really good overview. And I'm always surprised when participants tell me, you know, I never knew about this. I've done it my way for such a long time. But sometimes it just takes a few people to get together and have a chat about these sort of things. So we offer them throughout the year over the phone. The next phone course will be in November, starting the 15th of November, and then it's 4 consecutive days. So just give us a phone call. I'm sure we'll mention our contact details after. We also run some face-to-face courses. So if phone calls are not your thing, or you might have hearing loss as well, you might prefer a face-to-face course. So we are running a course in Telford on the 21st and 29th of August. It's in Telford, but everybody's welcome from anywhere, really. So if that's more your cup of tea, to see people face-to-face, maybe to trial out some equipment, get in touch. Mel, would you like to mention our contact details?
Yeah, you can contact Sight Loss Shropshire by calling 0778 956096 or emailing us at admin@sightlossshropshire.org.uk. We're also on Facebook and Instagram, and you can find us under Sight Loss Shropshire.
Lovely, thank you. Next time, we'll talk loads more about other things we do. We'll probably talk about a tech service. So if you're interested in learning about how to make the best use of smartphones, tablets, your laptop, that sort of thing, yeah, tune in next time.
Okay, thank you. And telephone number again if we need to contact you.
0778 956096.
Lovely. Thanks very much indeed for joining us today.